Why is today the most important Thursday of all Thursdays? Well, today, the reign of the social kingship of Christ begins. I'm just repeating that in case you didn't get it the first time around. Presidential elections don't matter. They pale in comparison. Congressional elections, the elections for your mayor, don't matter. They pale in comparison. I'm not knocking anyone because I have a few myself. The birth of your children don't matter and compare and pale in comparison to the significance of today. You know, there are certain days of the calendar that are significant in a liturgical or spiritual sense. Which is why if our Mass this morning, the only one I could get to would have been this morning, today would have been a holiday. I just would have declared it a holiday, told Justin to stay home, everybody would put everybody on tapes, enjoy the feast day. Christmas, obviously. Easter, obviously. Less obviously, the Immaculate Conception should be obvious. All Saints Day should be obvious, right? And today, Ascension Thursday. If you've been following the readings of the old Latin rite of the Mass, the church has kind of been preparing us for this. With the Gospels, with Jesus, our Lord, telling the apostles, soon you will not see me anymore, and then soon you will see me again. They're going, what kind of a riddle is this? Just tell us what's going on here. And of course, last gospel reading was, no, I'm leaving. I can't take any more of this. Look, those guys are listening to the Crusade Channel. They quit. I'm with them. I'm out. I'm leaving. But I'm not going to leave you alone, unlike our listeners that abandon us. And we still love you. Tell that listener that abandoned us that we still love them. He says, I won't leave you alone. And you don't understand. I have to go. If I don't go, the Paraclete's not going to come. And you're not going to get all the remaining revealed truth that you're going to need to go out and teach all men of all nations all that I have taught you, and then to go offer your life up and to be horrifically and excruciatingly painfully martyred on my behalf. So the old rite of the Mass, if you're not a Catholic, it's a really beautiful series. You won't believe this, you evangelicals, but we do have Bibles and we do read them. It is a series of gospel readings for 3 weeks that leads up to today, to Ascension Thursday. And there's a lot of significance. You know, I have a sermon that I'll put up on crusademax.com from Father Wolf explaining the whole significance of why our Lord had to go on his way to the Ascension Mount, why he passed through Bethania. And these things are significant. But he tells us I have to go, because if I don't, I can't send you to Paraclete. The Paraclete is still at work. I talk about the Paraclete all the time, working through famous people, and the Paraclete doesn't ask permission. He just does it. And he influences their writing, their movies, their songs, et cetera, et cetera, because they surely wouldn't participate in it. So we know that it happens this way. We know that the Ascension, there's a magnetic sticker in one of our refrigerators that says, the resurrection happened. It says reality, colon, the resurrection happened. Well, reality, colon, the Ascension happened. So on this day, on Ascension Thursday, when the Ascension occurs, of course, the Paraclete will come, will be sent on Pentecost. But now our Lord goes to reign as the King of Kings. As he told Pontius Pilate in that wonderful, beautiful dialogue, you don't have any power, pal, unless it's been given to you from my Father on high. This sets up the correct Christianized version of authority in man's affairs, preferably in some monarchical form. Doesn't have to be, but preferably in some monarchical form. So today, on Ascension Thursday, the reign of the social kingship of Christ begins. And this is what we should talk about today. We want every single one of the rulers that we're currently suffering and stuck under, we want every single one of them to acknowledge this fact. You answer to Almighty God. You answer to the King of Kings. If he gave you, if he gave writ large, capital M, man, rules to live by, those rules apply to you, leader. It is more important for you to get it right. And if the rule applies to you, then it applies to all those that you rule. This is the simple form of Christendom, of living under the reign of the social kingship of Christ. It's how he intended it. And by the way, as an example, for all of you that aren't Catholics, as an example, he gave us an example. Peter. You are Caiaphas, rock. And upon you, I will build my church. The chair of Peter, in the earthly sense, matters. So today on this feast of all feasts, on the liturgical calendar and in the affairs of men, of course, all of Christ's works and all of his the significant dates matter in the affairs of men. I believe that to correct the injustices of the day today, today's feast is the most important Thursday of all. Not to diminish Maundy Thursday and the institution of the Eucharist and the apostles being anointed as prelates. That all matters substantially, but today in the affairs of men, the beginning of the reign of the social kingship of our Lord begins. And we should acknowledge that. And it's something that we all ought to be working towards. And you can't work towards something unless you know what it is you're working toward. Our Philosophia Perennis mentor, Brother Francis, used to give the example of, let us say that the sailing vessel leaves from the port of Boston and is headed to Liverpool. And when it is out on the ocean, the captain makes a navigational error. And he varies 1 degree to the south southeast off the course for Liverpool. If he doesn't correct the course, he winds up in Africa. Come on, TKD, you can't get that. It's a simple example, but it shows that even 1 degree, there's 360 degrees on a compass. If you veer 1 degree and you don't correct it over the period of time or over a great distance, that 1 degree will be so compounded as to ruin the entire endeavor itself. We can't vary 1 degree off of the social kingship narrative or the social kingship hierarchy, which is why I say it's the most important. Today is an important, important day. And we should treat it as such. And it's a feast of, it's a double class. It's first, it says high a rank of a feast as you can get. So feast today. Feast, 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 in the words of Dr. Seuss.